All right, good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show here at WWIB. And we have called this the best 5 minutes of the day, kind of transitioning that as our friend Jason Kahn's taking a break. We miss him, but it was a great 5.5 years and hope he returns someday. But for now, not. It is June Dairy Month. It is Juneteenth today. And again, what that is a recognition of the end of slavery, the last slaves to find out of their emancipation. And so different celebrations, including at Eau Claire County, where they've been celebrating for 25 years, I think second longest in the state after Milwaukee. But for our part here at WWIB, it is the one-day challenge. The We've Got Your Back campaign stretches from, you know, roughly shortly before Memorial Day all the way through the 4th of July. And we've talked with you about garnering cards and letters as we send support packages, care packages to those who are serving overseas. And it's one of the cooler things we do. And last year, and now this is the second year, we're having a one-day challenge to raise support for two local veterans organizations, right? And you know the stats. You know how many don't return. You know that those who do return face trauma and the need for post-traumatic stress disorder. One of the organizations that really helps with that, Liberty Sales, it seems like there's a great healing that, you know, just to be involved with the beauty and the wonder of sailing. And Rick Yoder, a passionate sailor in that regard, and just the ministry that he and then Tony Faulkner do through Vets Fighting for Vets is impressive. And so we love partnering with them. And we've got $710, and we're trying to grow that as big as possible by the end of this one day. That's why it's called, you got it, the one-day challenge. And so we're asking if you'd help us by going to WIB.com and clicking on the banner on top of the page and giving generously like some of our friends have done already. Susan did that way back on Monday. And she gave in honor and memory of Bill. And we appreciate that. And then also Marcy gave $100 from Bloomer. So a couple of dear sisters in the Lord from Bloomer have stepped up. Michael in La Crosse for $10. And other than that, nothing as far as the early giving. So that's done, but this is a new day. We're asking, can we get to $1,000 by 6 o'clock? That's 12 minutes away. We're going to get to $5,000 by the end of the day. And let's face it, a lot of the serious climbing is going to happen before 9 this morning right here on WWIB. Here's an incentive for you. Our friend Paul and Willard with the Build a Stage production, Jason Gray, in concert Saturday night. And again, his way, starting things off at 6, gates open at 5:30, I believe, 4:30. And so we've got another pair of tickets, general admission tickets, that we'll submit in a random drawing from among all of our supporters of this today. So if you give whatever amount, we'll include you in a random drawing for a pair of those tickets today. So how about that? You can give safely and securely online right now. We've got your back at WWIB.com. But let's hear from Rick Yoder of Liberty Sales. Rick, tell us more about the work that you do with these veterans.
A young man had snapped his neck bronc riding and became a quadriplegic. And so we ended up taking him and his wife up to Lake Superior around the Apostle Islands, and we took him sailing for a day. The smile on that young man's face melted our heart, and he said, Rick, I just want to say thank you, because I've never felt so free in my life. And so we've started taking people out, military veterans, and that's kind of where our heart and our focus is, on military veterans with disabilities. Liberty Sales, liberty meaning freedom, and we use the French word liberty or liberté, and so Liberty Sales for these veterans to focus on the ability of doing something and not the disability. We want to teach them how to sail in the morning, and then we take them and their families out at no charge to them at all as a way of saying thank you for serving our country.
It's really great. Two fantastic organizations. Last year, we were able to get to 5,000. This year, we want to get there. We'd love to get to 6, but you get to get to 5 before you get to 6. See, I'm a college graduate, and you got to get to 1,000 before you get to 2. And we're not at $1,000 yet. We're at $710. So what do you say? Do you have $300? You could go to WIB.com right now and support these two fantastic local veterans organizations. Maybe two people have $150. Maybe three people could each give $100 like Susan and Marcy did. Thank you to them in Bloomer. Are there other cities besides Bloomer twice and La Crosse once who could give? There are so many great cities in the WIB listening area We'd love to hear from you this morning. What about Menominee, Chippewa Falls, Chautauqua, Stanley, Ladysmith, Barron, Rice Lake, Medford, Neillsville, Black River Falls? I know you, Osseo, I know you appreciate the sacrifice, the suffering and the sacrifice of our veterans. You know, in the fall when Chi-High has that fundraiser, Homeless Vets, to try to benefit them. I agree with Chi-High head football coach Chuck Rakovich. Two words that should never go together, but they do, sadly, is homeless vets. What about suicidal vets? 22 a day on average. That is just, let's reach out. Let's do what we can this one day. It's the one-day challenge. Please help us get to $1,000 by 6 o'clock, WWIB.com. Just click on the banner on top of the page. Thanks for whatever you can do. Thanks to Bob and Brenda in Rice Lake, the latest to give another $50. Thank you so much. It's in memory of Bob's father, Harold, who served as a Marine in Okinawa in World War II, and also in honor for his oldest brother, Jerry, who served in the Vietnam War. Thank you. So the guys stepping up today. After it was the ladies in Bloomer early with Susan and Marcy with $100 gifts apiece. Mark and Eau Claire with $100, and Bob and Brenda in Rice Lake with another $50. And so that gets us to $810. We're 190 away from 1,000. Can you help us get there by 6:30? I don't know. Pretty please with sugar on top or whatever your favorite sugar substitute is. All right. Please help us get to 1,000 by 6:30 this morning. You can do it. WIB.com, just like Mark and Bob did this morning, and they're both included in the drawing to win that pair of tickets for Jason Gray in concert on Saturday night in Willard.
Again, WWIB.com, as we've been telling you all morning, our one-day challenge, just one day, trying to raise funds for two very worthy local veterans organizations. Thank you to Becky from Holcomb with a generous $50 gift in honor of David Gunnarsson. Thank you so much, Becky. And again, what you can give. Maybe it's $50, $100, maybe it's $5 or $10, maybe it's $500 or $1,000. But could you help us? Would you not let this pass you by? Would you say, I want to serve those who have served? WWIB.com, top of the page. Again, you'll be hearing more about Liberty Sales this hour, as we were honored to be joined last hour by Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets. These organizations, again, serve all throughout the WWIB listening area. Would you help us help them? Would you do what you can? WWIB, right at the top of the page, WWIB.com for the We've Got Your Back one-day challenge. Honestly, we've missed every goal that we've tried this morning for our one-day challenge, and not sure what's going on, not sure why we're not seeing more folks say, hey, our veterans are worthy of support, but hoping there might still be people out there that are maybe sleeping in, rolling out of bed a little late. Maybe you're just busy earlier trying to get to work, and now you've got WWIB.com on at work. Whatever it might be, but hoping that there'd be some people who would go right now to WWIB.com to say, I'll give what I can. Maybe it's $50 or $500. Maybe it's $10 or $100 or $1,000. But thank you for giving, for, again, serving those who have served and sacrificed so much for our country. And I'm hoping maybe I keep setting these goals and we keep missing them, but God knows, God provides. But could we see $500 raised by 8:30 this morning? That gives us 17 minutes. That's one person giving $500. That's 10 giving $50. Maybe it's 5 giving $100. 2 giving $250. Somewhere in between. But could we see another $500 raised again to be divided equally among each of these organizations? Could we see that by 8:30? We'll hear from Liberty Sales coming up next. WWIB, we are family. 16 past 8, 70 degrees. It's a warm day. We're hoping things heat up a little bit more for our one-day challenge, with people responding and saying, I want to serve those who've served and sacrificed for our country. Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales are two organizations, again, headlined by WWIB listeners. Maybe you haven't heard of them because they're not big national names. No, they're right here, boots on the ground, serving our veterans here in Western and Central Wisconsin. We're asking you to help us help them through the We've Got Your Back Challenge. We do the care packages every year, and again, our sponsors giving money for that, but also giving seed money to challenge you, starting out with $500, and Lord willing, hoping somehow we'll be able to get to $5,000 by the end of this one day. It's just one day that we're asking you to help, and rather than saying, hey, somebody else can do it, would you step up and go to WWIB.com? Right at the top of the page, it'll take less than 2 minutes, probably more like a minute of your time to give a gift of any amount. Here's Rick Yoder from Liberty Sales talking a little bit more about what they do to serve our veterans and especially our disabled veterans.
So Liberty Sails or Liberty Sailing Adventures is an avenue to cope with long-term effects from the battlefield and also create a lasting memory with loved ones to experience these things at no charge. It's opened an opportunity for us to actually pray with them. It's not what we provide people that is the solution or the answer. It's God himself. You have a captive audience. We've got them on our vessel for several hours, you know, and I don't force my belief system on somebody, but we'll provide every opportunity for that to come out. And if somebody needs prayer, somebody needs, you know, they're going through a hard time, we're going to be the first ones to pray for them, you know, and because I believe that this is a ministry opportunity.
And it's a ministry opportunity that we all have as well. Liberty Sails, Vets Fighting for Vets. We'll hear a little bit more from Rick Yoder, again, of Liberty Sails. WWIB.com. If you're able to help, it's right at the top of the page with that big red bar. You can't miss it, and it won't take much of your time. Would you help? Here's a little bit more from Rick.
So when they're on our vessels, they don't know it, but we're praying for them. You know, we're believing God that God's going to intervene in their lives and make a difference where no other man can. You know, and so not only are they on our vessel to experience the peace and the joys there, but they don't realize it, but man, we're praying for them, you know, and we're hoping that by the end of that day, the opportunity will arise that if they don't know Jesus Christ, they will have that opportunity by the time they get off that vessel. And that's the driving passion behind Liberty Sails, is that we want to provide them an opportunity, not only to experience the peace and the joy and the love and all of these abilities, but we want to have them the ability to experience a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, very personal there. And again, these are two great guys, two fine organizations. I mean, like you say, they've been vetted. We supported them last year, and again, to the tune of $5,000. And Caleb, again, we're not holding back here at all. I asked you off the air, like, how did we do it last year? And your answer was, I don't know. And again, God was the answer. And so we are looking heavenward and saying, would you move, Lord, in folks? Because we want to help these terrific guys. They're fine organizations. And ultimately, we want to help the veterans who struggle with trauma and suicide and homelessness, right? That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And we can't make you care. We can't. But God can. And we hope he does. And maybe you are not in a position to give anything financially. And so this is not to arm twist you or to shame you or guilt you about that. But you can certainly hit your knees in prayer for these organizations, for the giving today, but giving all throughout the year. You can hit your knees in prayer for our veterans, for those, again, who feel like they don't have any hope, who've served and sacrificed so much. And yet that stat of 22 a day and a rising stat of at least 22 veterans every day that take their own lives. It's disturbing. We keep coming back to that because it should be disturbing us. The fact that they've given so much and feel that isolated and that hopeless and that alone. And like Tony was saying, that saying, don't let the hard days win. But can we come alongside them? Even if we who haven't served might not ever really be able to understand what it's like and what's going on in their minds, to say, I'm here for you and I care for you. And maybe you can't do that directly, but through these organizations, you can help. And again, would you do that if you're able? WWIB.com for our one-day challenge. This is just today. So many times we have a week, as Havla mentioned. This is just today. Just today. And would you not wait for someone else to do it, but would you help? We'll be back in a few moments here, and got a great tune from Andrew Rip for the love of God, hoping that maybe we'll see a gift given even before then. And again, the goal was to see if we can find another $500 given before 8:30. We've missed every single goal we've set this morning. We're not going to, you know, pull any punches about that. We've missed every single goal, but God's big enough to provide for these organizations with or without our help. But we want to do what we can. And hoping that you will respond as well.
All right. Again, it's our one-day challenge for our vets. One-day challenge to support these two terrific veterans organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets. Tony Faulkner was with us in the 7 o'clock hour, and Rick Yoder's Liberty Sails. And most recently, we've heard from Teresa in Ladysmith, $50
in support. Thank you, Teresa. Uh-huh. Thank you so much. And again, we're hoping that we could see $500 more given by 8:30. It's been very, very slow this morning, but thank you to everyone who has given and supported. Whatever you're able to do, we appreciate so much. as, again, all of this being turned over to Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. Mm-hmm. And I think as well, too, there's an offer out there at Havel that everyone who's given throughout the day today, too, will be in a drawing to see Jason Gray this Saturday in Willard, right?
That's right. Yeah. His way will lead things off at 6 o'clock. The VIP gates open at 4:30, and then the gates open at 5. It's the debut event for Different Ministry and Jason Gray, and we're going to have a random drawing from general admission seats. We've heard from some that they can't make it, so you got great chances. If you want to go for free for this terrific concert, and again, this setting is just majestic.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous outdoor setting surrounded by 70-foot oak trees, brand new professional outdoor venue. So this Saturday, Different Ministry and Jason Gray benefiting their Made New Recovery program. WWIB.com, where to go if you're able to help our We've Got Your Back challenge. We've got a tune from Andrew Rick,
Roxy,
For the Love of God. Roxy, you mentioned just giving a gift as well, too.
Yeah, she says, Roxy from Ojibwa, not able to give online, but like to drop off $100 for us.
Wow, all right. So $350 in 3 minutes is what we need to try to hit that $500 by 8:30. That's possible. That's possible. Maybe that's one person or a few people, but $350 in 3 minutes, Halvo. Maybe we'll see our first goal met of the day.
That would be nice.
That would be a blessing. As we mentioned, it's been a struggle today. It has. But thank you again for those who've given. And we've still got the day. We've got the day. Just seeing that a couple gifts have just come in, Halvo. And that's very encouraging, as I was starting to wonder if maybe the thing was broken. But thank you so much. Two gifts. Thank you.
Yeah, so much to Joan in Hayward. $100 in our We've Got Your Back 1 Day Challenge. And also Rebecca in Eau Claire. So each $100.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving, ladies. And thank you for responding. It had been about 45 minutes since we'd seen anything given, and what a blessing that is here. And 10 minutes left, and I don't even know, because honestly, every goal we've set, Havel, has come up a little bit short.
Yeah.
But can I try one more time?
Sure.
I try one more time? Can we see $500 in 10 minutes? $500, maybe that's one person giving $500, maybe that's two giving $250, five giving $100, 10 giving $50 at WWIB.com. If 10 people gave $50, 10 in 10 minutes, it's doable, because it's not like you have to wait in line. Everybody can go there, WWIB.com. I'd love to see even more, but again, maybe it's the final goal of the morning. We can't recommend enough how worthy of support these veterans organizations are. Knowing Rick Yoder, knowing Tony Faulkner, WIB listeners, men who follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly, what they're doing for our veterans is vital. It's so, so important to stand with those who've given so much. And I think it's hard for us to comprehend, Havel, because I haven't served.
Right.
I think it's hard to comprehend just what that's like. And not just the sacrifice while serving, but afterward, facing those battles. And as Tony mentioned, mental battles between the ears, what you've seen and done in the service of our country, those you've lost, unimaginable sometimes what they're going through and the battles that they're fighting. So all we can do is ask for your help. WWIB.com. Red bar at the top of the page if you're willing to help us. Thank you so much. Colton Dixon through all of it. WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Just a little over 2 minutes before the top of the hour, 73 degrees. Again, you've been hearing all throughout the morning our one-day challenge. We'll want to play a little bit more audio from Rick Yoder and Tony Faulkner, again, who headline Liberty Sales and Vets Fighting for Vets, leading these organizations, these men who follow hard after Jesus Christ. And one of the callings he's put on their lives is to serve those who have served. So here's Rick.
I got a phone call in December from a young man, and Rick, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm so-and-so, and you took me sailing for a day. I didn't realize he was a veteran at the time. He said, I just want to say thank you. That one day changed my whole perspective on life. He was about to take his own life. Stories like that fuel the fire for Liberty Sales.
I was from Michael.
And an incredible story there from Rick, too. Again, don't even know sometimes what people are going through. And thank you so much to Michael, who just stepped up with a gift of $100. Michael from Stanley, who says, I'm honoring my son Josh, who's serving right now, my son Shane, who served in Iraq, and the man himself, my dad Harry, who served in World War II and went in on Omaha Beach. He says, unfortunately, we lost him in 1999, but this is such a unique opportunity to help the people right here in our area. God bless. Thank you for catching that vision Mike from Stanley. Thank you, because that's what we're trying to say is there are wonderful organizations, but these are right here in the WWIB listening area. You heard Tony talking about, again, serving homeless veterans in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, going over to Minneapolis when needed, going over to Hudson. He said we've served veterans in Wausau, uh-huh. served veterans in Durand, in Ladysmith, he mentioned. I mean, all throughout the area. And again, very similar with Liberty Sales in going where the needs are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much, Michael. What you wrote is just beautiful. And I have to say, we've been promoting this for a week leading up to this. We've had Head Start Tuesday and Wednesday. This is the actual day, the one-day challenge, 24 hours to try to raise as much as we can for these two fine local veterans organizations. And I think Michael really summed it up just perfectly.
He really did. WWIB.com. Right at the top of the page, that red bar. Again, all throughout the day, you're welcome to give. And we're just asking if you would not wait around and say someone else will do it. If you'd say, hey, I want to put my money where my mouth is when I say thank you for your service, when I say we need to respect our military and care and honor those who make that sacrifice. Would you respond again? Financially is one way of responding, but that's what we're asking you to do today. To help provide for the needs of our veterans through Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. And I know we got to get to focus on the family, but one final comment here from our friend Tony.
Went into the military and thought I was invincible. And I would say my faith was not strong at that point. Did I believe in God? Absolutely. Did I practice the best way? No. I remember being in Iraq thinking, how am I going to get through this at times? And after our deployment, a bunch of us went to the chaplain and just prayed. And I think that really hit home. I got out, and I don't even think my faith was that strong there. But through family and my wife and kids, my faith base has grown more. And just to serve, and this is who I have a real passion for to help, is the veterans, because I am one and I see a need for it.
Yeah, and it'll kind of end our morning here, Halvo, but the one-day challenge, it doesn't end now.
No, it doesn't. It keeps going all the way till midnight tonight, so you've got 15 more hours. So, take to heart what you've heard, and again, give as you're led at WIB.com by clicking on that banner on top of the page.
And I think, even though, I mean, honestly, I was hoping maybe we would meet one of our goals this morning, and we didn't meet a single one, but maybe God has something different in mind. Our overall goal is to see $5,000 raised before the end of the day, and there's a long way to go to get there. But the God of the gaps, right? So many times he'll step in, and so we're praying that he'll provide for these organizations. This is a way that we want to step up and tangibly help, we're asking you to do so. WWIB.com. You certainly could walk in and gift as well, too, if that would be easier for you. Thank you so much for those who've responded, for your generosity, for caring for those who've served our country. And the one-day challenge continues all day, and praying that God moves mightily in it.